I don't know what happened to our letters, but I wish they would have been put back, but it's tough when you have a lot of things happening on a weekend, because I don't want us to lose our focus of believing God. What I'm going to share with you this morning, I'm going to tag team with the pastor that's here yet not here. I feel like I need to apologize at times and apologize to this congregation, because I've only taught on tithing twice in 17 years, and I've recognized the single greatest blessing that my family has enjoyed before ministry and after ministry, outside of a personal relationship of Jesus and the baptism of the Holy Spirit, is learning and exercising to have a mark of ownership with the Lord and His mark of ownership on our life by three simple things: first fruits, firstborn, and first things first. So I'd like you, if you would, this morning to open your heart. You know, I question the Lord. I said, you know, during times of worldwide recession, people take shorter vacations, and I usually take them on to 9-10 weekends that are in summer, and we do. We have a number of people all through the summer, this summer, including this weekend, taking little vacations for the weekend, and because money's tighter, okay? But this past week at June Presbytery, where we gather several times a year as presbyters to oversee this peninsula, which has 400 churches and 1,400 ministers and missionaries. We have it's a special time in June, and that's where we have guys that and girls have come out of Bible college and seminary and reached their requirements for credentials. And we have three levels of credentials within the assemblies. We have a certified minister, we have a licensed minister, and then we have, after another 2 years each one, another two years is ordination. And I have the great privilege of being a part of that, and then just seeing God expedite his calling in people's lives. This past Monday in Lakeland, we had a wonderful time, and Robbie Bennett was credentialed, and so was Chad Johnson. So if either one of those men, people come different services, but Chad, I want you to stand up, Chad and Becky. And a lot of people know that Chad is actively involved, as he's a professional engineer, works with LumaShield, and travels to Italy, different parts of the country and world, as a very brilliant engineer. And yet, he feels an overwhelming call. In due time, I got news yesterday that the Italian government is really making it difficult to get renew visas, which would take maybe a few months, might take up to a year. We know that, but God's greater than it. And then one of our younger guys, right after he graduated Southeastern, Robbie Bennett, got credentialed, and you know him, the neat guy who's over here and helps Pastor Nate in our church, helps me. And one of the things that we learned as we addressed the credentialees and their spouses is some very important issues. And one of them was, you can never ask with a clear conscience people to follow you into world of fulfilling the Great Commission or building the building if you don't have a clear conscience and exercise a very important principle. It doesn't matter if you spend $70,000 to $80,000 for your Bible school education. Like our own Michaela, she graduated from Southwestern. We're so proud of her. She'll be getting credentials. I'm already working with her now, and many others. It doesn't matter. Because if somebody called, where you leave everything, even the marketplace career if need be, if God calls you into the ministry, you could lose your credential, of course, morally. You could lose your credential if you rob God. And I'm so pleased for that. Because how can we ask people to serve God, to give, if you're going to rob God? And the Bible says, shall a man or a woman rob God? So I want you to turn to Malachi. And the title of this message is Believe for the Blessed Life. Believe for the Blessed Life. Turn to Malachi chapter 3. Those of you that are from Eastern or Southern Europe, it's not Malachi, it's Malachi. This is the last book that ties the two covenants together. It's the last book in the Old Testament. It's one of the most prophetic. It speaks about the work of Jesus coming, the refining fire. His precursor, John the Baptist, his precursor, Elijah. It is also an eschatology writing, prophecy of the times and the end, or towards the end of the dispensation where you and I are living. Because in your life, if you're older than 30, you've seen more Bible prophecy fulfilled in your life than in 2 millennia of Christianity. Behold, I send my messenger. He will prepare the way before me, and the Lord whom you seek will suddenly come to his temple. And the messenger of the covenant in whom you delight, behold, he is coming, saith the Lord of hosts. That is before Jesus came. Father's preparing through this letter the early church and the age of the synagogue that's going to be transitioning to the church. But who can endure the day of his coming? And who could stand when he appears? For he is like a refiner's fire and like a fuller's soap. He will sit as a refiner and a purifier of silver. And he will purify the sons of Levi and refine them like gold and silver. And they will bring offerings in righteousness to the Lord. It's one of those times where this pastor apologizes a few times a year when we receive a second offering. This is a building year of a building where we've advertised that we're going to receive a second offering. Those that are visiting, you don't have to. But for the plumbing, which is $50,000, so that everybody could go in a new building. That will be happening at the close of this service. We bring our offerings, indeed, as a righteousness of the Lord. Verse 4. Then the offering of Judah in Jerusalem will be pleasing to the Lord as in the days of old and as in former years. Then I will draw near to you for judgment. I will be a swift witness against the sorcerers. I'll be a swift witness against the adulterers, against those who swear falsely, against those who oppress hired worker in his wages, against the widow and the fatherless, and against those who thirst aside the sojourner and do not fear me, saith the Lord of hosts. For I am the Lord, and I change not. Therefore you, O children of Judah, are not consumed. From the days of your fathers you have turned aside from my statutes and have not kept them. Return to me, and I will return to you, says the Lord of hosts. But you say, how do we return? Will a man rob God? You are robbing me. But you say, how have we robbed you? In tithes and offerings, or tithes and contributions. You are cursed with a curse, for you are robbing me, the whole nation of you. Bring the full tithe into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house. And therefore, this is the only place in Scripture where God says, put me to the test. Put me to the test, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open the windows of heaven for you and pour down for you a blessing until there is no more need. I will rebuke the devourer for you so that it will not destroy the fruits of your soil, your vine, and the field shall not fail to bear, saith the Lord of hosts. And then all the nations will call you, that word, it's not there, should have been there, blessed, for you will be a land of delight, saith the Lord of hosts. When each believer does his part and really love Jesus as we say we do, something extraordinary happens. We become blessed, a blessing for the church, a blessing for the community. Not only your life, the Christian, not only the church, not only the city, is the best is yet to come 2 weeks ago, but also you, and even maybe the last redemption for our nation. I'm going to show you something right now, and I'd like to give a little video clip. Sometimes I'll do it for 2-3 weeks. You won't see it happen for a couple weeks right when you start filling it. We're going to show video clips. But this morning is probably the first time in my ministry that I'm actually on a Sunday morning going to show you more than a clip. We thought that it was so important that we had probably 75 credentialees and her spouse on Monday at District Presbytery watch this pastor share from his heart, and the truth is very incredible. And I ask you, the blessing that was on my grandmother and her and my grandfather, my parents, Renee and my life, and our children has been something that was drilled into our hearts that after a while flowed out of our hearts, because there's one of the most incredible marks of ownership is when we come into the storehouse in a local city, in our local church, and we do that mark of ownership of giving to the Lord what is His. Our children, our labors, our affections.